Morning, everybody. Call our meeting to order. We'll open with prayer and then have the pledge, if you'd stand with me. We'll pray. Father, we humble ourselves before you, God, and ask for your help, God, in this meeting, the work that we'll be doing this week, that your hand would be upon us, that you would guide our direction and our thoughts and our words. And we bring you glory, Father, in Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Next on our agenda is meeting minutes.
Motion for approval.
Okay. We got six dates there. Mm-hmm. Do all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next we've got accounts payable and also a number of journal entries.
Motion for approval.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any questions or comments on those? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Forgot to mention up front all commissioners present, needless to say. Next, we're ready for public comment. Nobody under public comment. Okay. Anybody needed public comment that didn't have an opportunity? Okay. Next, we've got park board appointments. Danny, you've kind of been leading us there. You want to?
Well, there's a, as we.
Did you get the sheet that was in your box?
Yes, okay. I did. And there's also.
And then you get the other.
I think I left that one up on the. Yeah, but we've also got those that are.
Right.
Yeah.
You can have that if you want.
Okay.
We've got lots of people that have applied for the park board positions. That's very, very encouraging that we would have that much interest and that many people willing to serve and to try to make our park system a benefit to all the citizens in Taney County. Rough decision to when you've got one or two people that's on the list, it's easy to make an appointment. When you've got, I think there's 14 or 15 qualified individuals that want to be on the park board, makes it a little more difficult. But I'm going to continue with my motion of last week. Now, Angela List is the Secretary of the Park Board, and I talked to Angela this morning, and her term is up, and she said that she had so many things going on at Merriam Woods right now that she didn't want to be reappointed, and I expressed my appreciation and the Commission's appreciation for all the hard work that Angela has done. She's been a real anchor in being at the meetings and being a good park board member. And I'm going to make a motion that I continued from last week of placing Randy Lumley on the park board in Angela's position. She said that she would show up Thursday night at his park board meeting, and she would show up to transfer all the papers to whoever they nominate as their new secretary.
Okay. Question or comment? This started out with Tom Linkus'
yes.
resignation.
Right.
Angela's new. Can we, I don't guess it makes a lot of difference.
Well, I thought we'd have to go down the list. We've got Tom, Angela, and Jennifer, whose terms have all
expired,
and Jennifer said she wanted to be reappointed, and so we have Tom and Angela who need to be replaced.
Okay.
And then there may be another one because of some illness that have decided maybe to be resigned. So
are you thinking of going ahead and doing some others this morning,
like
or just
do
Randy's now?
No, I'd like to do at least a couple this morning so they can have enough for a...
Okay.
So I'll second the motion for Randy.
Okay. Questions or comments? Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. Got another?
I hate to be the one to do all the nominating, but Jennifer has been an outstanding. I know she's come before, and most people are aware, and she said this morning that she would serve, so I would make that motion that she can continue to serve. She's co-chair now of the park board, so make that motion to move this process along.
Okay, I'll second that. She's been very dedicated to be there, as you know, and good member. Any questions or comments there?
Mm-mm.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. So we got one more spot.
We've got one more spot.
Do you want to do it now? Or?
I would, because of so many on there, and we've had additions to that list, even up as early as this morning. I would like to wait on the other park board appointment, especially till we find out the condition of, let one of the members report to us on their physical condition.
Okay.
So, if you don't care to, I would like
to. I'm fine with that, too.
I'd like to wait and make that other appointment till we find out something about this.
So, you think that'll cover us okay as far as
numbers?
Quorum?
Yeah.
We got a meeting Thursday, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any other comments on park appointments?
So you want to post this next Monday then?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it gives us
another week to
some time to. Let's do that in 2 weeks. That'll give us some time because I have another meeting then 2 weeks later.
Okay. So 2 weeks from now we'll appoint the last position.
Make the last position appointment.
Okay. All right. Good to go?
I'm fine. That's just, I appreciate everybody that turned their name in. I mean, there's some
3-year terms.
Great people that's put their name in on this park board deal, too. I appreciate everybody.
Just clarification, each term is a 3-year term.
Right.
So just.
All right. Very good. Okay, next on our agenda is Village of Taneyville sewer sales tax reimbursement request. Welcome, young lady.
Thank you.
Yep. Like you got somebody following you there. Yeah. If you need help, maybe.
I might need his help.
There you go.
Because Steve wasn't able to show up this morning, the gentleman from the plant who runs the plant. So,
okay. And your name for the record, please?
Deanna McDonald.
Okay, thanks.
We had to replace some of our pumps at the plant for DNR's, to be up to DNR standards, and we were just liking to get our money back. We had to put in some new pumps to be up to DNR standards for the flow of the water and to have a backup pump in case a pump breaks down.
Okay.
It qualifies as a new capital improvement under the 25% agreement with the different municipalities. So
that's,
the board's approved it.
And the board's approved it?
Yes, sir.
And that you said what my main interest was. It comes out of their 25% money, and it covers that, what the request is?
Yes.
So there's
no different than what we've done or the city of Hollister or any other entity.
Motion for approval.
Okay.
A second.
Questions or comments?
I mean, I think I remember. How much was the amount for reimbursement?
$10,684. Okay. And 7 cents.
I knew that, but some of these people out here may not know that, so.
All right. Ready to vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very
much. You, John. Okay, next on our agenda is airport road letter, mm-hmm. and I'll
believe Glenn Amundson had asked to speak on that. Welcome, Glenn.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm Glenn Amundson. I reside in Walnut Shade. I'm here to address the commissioners on the August 30th vote on paying for a public road in the Branson Creek Airport area. If I may approach y'all, I have copies of what I'm going to be discussing today.
Glenn, if you don't care to pull that mic a little bit closer to you whenever you're talking there, because it's being recorded. And
I'm here mainly after reading the August 1st Taney County Times article on the county agrees to purchase stretch of road for $2 million in the Branson Airport proper. I believe, according to the article, Commissioner Strafis and Presiding Commissioner Pennell, you voted in favor of this, and Commissioner Strahan, you voted against this procedure. I have some questions and concerns. Number one, and what I'm going to do is just read through the whole thing first, is said roadway mentioned a public road. Who proposed the $2 million figure to purchase a public road, and would this action be legal? If said roadway is purchased by Taney County, would this set precedence for any developer in Taney County who would like the county to purchase their roadway? It is my understanding that after 40 years of operation, the ownership of the Branson Creek Airport reverts to Taney County. And you feel free to, if I'm wrong on anything, just, you know, correct me. I don't have an issue with that.
I think you're wrong with the amount of years, but that's all right. It's between 40 and 50, which it's 45 years to be exact.
All right. I'd like an explanation as to why y'all voted for the purchase of this roadway.
Don, do you mind if I jump in right real
sure,
fast?
Sure.
The letter we sent out was a letter of saying that if MoDOT pays us, we'll pass through the money. It's not like we're coming out of our own taxpayer dollars. So I make sure
right. You understand. Yeah, I'm aware of that, and I'll address this further down
the
end. Okay, thank you. I understand recent actions and comments pertaining to the Branson Creek Airport that their annual taxes paid to Taney County have been reduced from a figure of $200,000 plus to $30,000-something. And talk is now they don't want to pay this amount. Are they looking for an additional $2 million from the taxpayers? The Branson Creek Boulevard Public Roadway Easement Declaration and Agreement dated June the 1st of 2007, J, page 2, mentions as a public roadway. Construction and Maintenance Agreement, page 2, number 4, talks about maintenance of road extension and road landscaping. Was the maintenance agreement signed by all required parties? And if not, does this null and void any agreement? Would this cause the county to maintain said public roadway? I talked to Missouri DOT employee Chad, and I can't remember his last name.
Probably Ziegenfeld.
It's similar to our city administrator in Hollister, out of the Springfield, Missouri office, and ask him the current minimum construction cost of building highways in Missouri. Number A, to build a major highway 1 mile takes approximately $2 million, excluding any right-of-way purchases, moving of utilities, and blasting. B, to build a 20-foot wide by 8-inch deep asphalt road, similar to a service road, would cost $1 million, excluding the right-of-way purchase, moving of utilities, and blasting. My concern is $2 million for 1 mile or $1 million for 1 mile compared to Taney County proposed $2 million for a half a mile of road. If the state of Missouri doesn't secure proposed funding, is Taney County considering a $2 million purchase of a public road from general revenue funds? And also I've attached a printout that this Chad from DOT emailed me, hit their website, on their five-year direction plans. Gentlemen, the state is broke. they are broke. This comes, and I'm not just quoting off the cuff. I have been in touch with my representative's office, and that's their understanding. And we're not, and Missouri's not alone in this financial issue. I mean, it's widespread. Attached is a five-year direction. I can read it if you want, but it's self-explanatory, where the state, I mean, Chad told me outside of the roads that are in progress right now, being previously funded or under construction or repairs, beyond that, they have no funds for any additional work. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here, gentlemen. If you have any questions of me, fine. If not, I've spoke my piece.
I mean, I have a few comments. I mean, okay. from to address maybe one of the paragraphs in here, it says, if the state of Missouri doesn't secure proposed funding, is Taney County considering it? From one commissioner, no. I'm not going to pay for this road if it's not a pass-through situation. The second thing is, Missouri Department of Transportation gets its money from the federal government, obviously. It's through the federal gas tax, basically. Right. You know, I'm trying to be very positive for the airport, but it's part of the bylaws is that you cannot use that money to reimburse anything. So what they've asked is not even possible, okay? So, I mean, even though they're going through this exercise, after doing some research last week, they can't get this money from MoDOT. It's not possible. So we sent a letter of support saying we would be open to the opportunity if MoDOT found a way to get the money to them. But based off how the federal transportation dollars are spent, they cannot spend it to reimburse but only new construction. So from what I was told from one of our federal representatives, it's this road proposed letter will never move past where it is right now. It's just not possible.
Was that not known at the time the letter was sent?
No, not until I got information back from one of my federal federal elected officials right now.
Well, okay, my number two and my concern is who proposed a $2 million figure for half a mile of road when the state can build da-da-da?
Sure. From recollection, it was both the airport people working with a person who sat on the transportation committee at the state level. I believe his name was at that point Representative Bob Dixon. I think our first letter was addressed to Bob Dixon, who is a representative out of Greene County, I believe. He's now running for state senate.
Right.
But he sat on the transportation board. The first meeting, the first conversation I ever had with the airport, he was on the phone with them, encouraging them to pursue this. But that was when did we send our letter out, Bob, if you can remember? Is it last year?
Maybe a year ago.
Well, see, when I spoke to Chad, and he didn't recollect what I'm fixing to say, in time, I told him, I don't remember when this was publicized, but Missouri came out with a figure of $1 million a mile to build Highway like 65. Now, it might have been 3-4 years ago. I couldn't remember, and he wasn't even aware of that figure. But I've since spoke to two individuals and said, yes, they recall that. So, irregardless of when the $1 million was, now it's costing a certain amount to build a 1 mile one way and build a 1 mile another way, like with asphalt, but yet there's $2 million for a half a mile of road. I don't see the justification, or can someone explain this to me?
I don't know if I can explain that, but the first letter we sent out, I'm showing, was December 11th of last year, basically saying that we were open to the proposal at that point, too. And that was addressed specifically to the Honorable Bob Dixon, who was sitting on the Transportation Committee.
All right.
So this is, but recently, with some of the publicity, that's when I was able to get an answer back from the federal funds. Can you spend federal money the way they're asking, and they cannot.
Okay. So this is just, it's a dead deal.
I believe it's a dead deal the $2 million they're asking for will not come through MoDOT, from what I'm being told. It's not possible.
It would have been filtered down.
Correct.
To state, from federal to state, which is still taxpayer money.
It absolutely is.
For $2 million right. For half a mile of road. That's my concern.
I understand.
Yeah. All right.
And that's the information I got as of late as Thursday. So that's when I first I got my information.
Well, then why did, gentlemen, do y'all vote the way you did for this? Maybe I'm missing something here.
I'll take a stab at that, Glenn. The as Jim brought back, there was an effort through Representative Dixon to, and as I remember, it was a way of receiving economic development dollars to promote the airport, which promotes the Branson economy. I contacted at that point, and again at this last time, I contacted Kirk Juranis, our District 8 representative in Springfield, to be sure that we weren't supporting something that would cause a problem with other funding. In other words, the government's got so many dollars to work with, and if we go supporting this project, saying we want this done, and they're working on another project over here, and the decision is made to support this one because we supported it, then that first project loses out. And I didn't want to be doing an end run or something that caused some other project to lose funding. So I contacted MoDOT when the Dixon letter came up to see that we weren't doing anything that was going to harm what was already planned. And again, what I was told, what my understanding was, these were not regular road and bridge dollars, tax dollars, or MoDOT dollars, but it was economic development money, and they were looking for a way to get it filtered in to benefit Branson.
But where does the economic development funds come from?
Well, Jim answered that question all before. Yeah. All of our federal and state dollars. I think everyone knows
it's still
that they're tax dollars.
Taxes dollars.
But Glenn, if I may,
sure.
Those dollars are, just like at the county level, are specified for certain areas. And, I mean, there's an amount of MoDOT dollars that goes to do things at the airport, and we're taking advantage of those at the county airport, at the C of O airport. And I think we were fairly careful about giving the support letter. It didn't happen back, whatever you said, was it?
December.
December.
Yeah.
And it was a dead issue, and then, lo and behold, it comes up again. They're trying to get those dollars again. I went a second time to MoDOT and said, if we sign the support letter, is there any harm that would come from it?
But you can't... Say if the money was available, can you legally purchase a public road?
I can tell you, I hadn't even gone down that road yet because I still think there's multiple steps to the process. And a letter of support, for the way I view a letter of support, is like we do sometimes for grants. We have an opportunity to get a letter of support or award letter. We don't have, until we vote on that grant, we don't accept the money. So I thought the first step was insurmountable, which it looks like it is, before I even looked at, you know, is that road purchasable? I mean, I'm assuming that with all the hundreds and hundreds of employees that MoDOT has, they would have to do their due diligence also. So, I mean, a lot of it is the what if, but I just didn't pursue the research on that because I really didn't think they'd get past step one, which it looks like they're not going to.
Okay, it's obvious that this is dead in the water, so my last paragraph in my cover letter is, if this money does not become available, does Taney County have any plans to start maintaining this roadway?
Jim already answered that no.
Wanted to clarify it.
I'll answer that no also.
There
was no intention anywhere of us buying that road. It was only their effort to get these economic development dollars.
Okay. All right. Okay, gentlemen, that answers my questions. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
All right, next we've got planning and zoning. Shall the people have the right to vote? James, that's you, I believe. Morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I'm going to start out by saying agriculture is the number one economic drive in the state of Missouri, and its ability to operate without bureaucratic control seems to bother many bureaucrats that wants to control every aspect of human life. The problem being, Mother Nature does not abide by rules. And the reason I'm here this morning, here today, is to discuss agriculture rights and individual rights when it comes to our local planning and zoning enforcement. It is a given that agriculture exemption in our local guidance code is continually and intentionally being circumvented by our local planning and zoning efforts. I'm going to quote you some statutory language out of our local planning and zoning ordinances. The provisions of this code shall not apply to the raising of crops, livestock, orchards, or forestry, and not to seasonal or temporary impoundments and used for rice farming of food irrigation. As used in this provision, the term rice farming or flood irrigation means small berms of no more than 18 inches high that are placed around a field to hold water for use in the growing of rice or flood irrigation. This not only comes out of our codes, it is in the state statutes that way. Taney County adopted a new master plan. I know this has been an issue in 1999. That was thus changing the plan of 1980. And I have that right here. Here's the plan that sometimes I say there's never, I say something about a master plan and somebody says it's never been adopted, and you'll hear comments, oh, it's never been adopted. Well, here it is, right here in living color. And inside this plan, Jim, it goes through, and I don't know whether you've seen it or not, but the mapping issues we've been having about whether we've zoned Taney County or not is displayed every 8 or 10 pages in here of the use of Taney County properties. This is right in the adopted plan. So I wanted to show that as being, when you hear comments, we've never adopted, we've never done anything with planning and zoning, it appears we have. I'm going to give examples of some of the rights and privileges that have been put under bureaucratic control. Example number one, in 1999 or 2000, there was an insert put in the tax bills by the collector on a request by planning and zoning. This insert stated in familiar fashion, all agriculture structures must receive a permit to build a structure. Example number two. A landowner wishing to sell or give any portion of a tract of land containing 2 acres or more, minimum acres required to build upon, requires a survey and a filing of a subdivision plat, even in agricultural designated properties. Out of a 40-acre farm, leaving 38 acres, the only way to clear this property, according to our local codes, is you must clear the property by hand or brush hogging, which dates back many years of progress to agriculture, or you can get a land disturbance permit, which can be not denied through many rules and regulations of DNR and our local planning and zoning. Example number three. Our local planning and zoning fails to abide by the county commission wishes and votes. The county commission voted to reduce road easements and subdivisions from 50 foot to 40 foot. This rule's never been implemented. On the other hand, our local planning and zoning voted not to accept FEMA unanimously, and our county commission adopted it anyway. Example number four, many rules of planning and zoning contribute to urban sprawl. With the increased number of acres it takes to develop a development. Example number five, many rules are now pushing building code implications, such as
height of structures based on elevation of ground level and roof style to determine these heights. You know, building code was voted down by the citizens of Taney County. Example number 6, setting agriculture acreage, 10 acres to be agriculture. We all know many hay fields in Taney County are less than that. Many truck patches are less, and the list goes on. Example number 7, the passage of zoning maps designating agricultural properties will undoubtedly stall and reduce the value of agricultural property's future. Example number 8, I personally know where agriculture land has been required a land disturbance permit while commercial has not. I know our planning and zoning has turned over to DNR an agricultural piece of property. Example number 9, I know our local planning and zoning is now trying to enforce permit requirements on a local contractor who is trying to make a living by making phone calls to get from work from his own home and residence, and I have the letter available, and it reads as follows. In response to recent inquiries to our office concerning your property at, I blocked out the address, we have indications of a possible business being run or staged from your property. A review of Taney County Assessor's database indicates there is a business in the residence or on the property. A search of our records does not find any approval for such a business to exist. So we are contacting you to help you bring the businesses at this location into compliance with Taney County Development Guidelines codes. In close, please find the application to start the process for approval to operate a business from a residential structure. Please contact our office with any questions you may have or to inform us of your current status. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Does this mean a farmer, electrician, plumber, lawn care service, painter, welder, etc., that makes phone calls from his residence to obtain work must acquire permission from our Taney County Planning and Zoning Department? This would be a severe blow to entrepreneurship in this horrible recession we're in today. Example number 10. What a bureaucratic mess. This has been going on since the adoption of planning and zoning, trying to get rules and regulations applied to hardworking citizens of Taney County, knowing these issues will not be addressed, as they have not been addressed and corrected in the past. I've been approached by many citizens. Some of these citizens support planning and zoning in the past, but now they are thoroughly discouraged, disgusted with the current application of these ridiculous rules. These citizens are asking if there is a way to get planning and zoning out of their lives, and if putting it on the ballot as a vote of the people would be possible. So I'm here asking you, gentlemen, how many signatures would you require accomplishing this goal for the citizens? And if you would vote to put this on the ballot, if those signatures was obtained? Respectfully, James E. Strahan.
Comments or discussion?
The number of signatures is not up to the county commission. It's a state statute. It's 5% of the last governor's race. So that's what the statutes I pulled up over the last week, I had pulled up. So you need 5%, and if that's what you want to do, great.
James, if you could, I'd like a copy of your, I think you had 10 examples, and also could you get us names of those that would not be offended or whatnot, that we could kind of examine the points that you're making?
Sure. They're all, every point I made is public record.
One other note that I made was you brought up the 99 code. When was that adopted? Did you check?
Master plan.
I'm sorry, master plan?
Yes.
When was that adopted?
that says in 99, and that it was adopted. It replaced a 1980 code. I think it's the first or second page in here.
I've got the document, seen the document, but I was curious. You mentioned that it was adopted by the county commission. When was it? When
it was adopted right here. I can read it. Passed and adopted by Taney County Commission, 27th day of December 1999, signed by Joe Chowning, Wade Meadows, and E.F. Gann. Yes, yes, yes is the vote on record.
Okay. Early on in your comments, you made points about agriculture and individual rights.
Yes.
I forget what else you said there, but does that 99 code that you've referenced there, does it challenge those rights as well, or is this just this? Is this something new, or is this go back to the 99 code?
This is all.
I'm sorry, I'm saying code. It's a master plan.
I'm assuming these are all occurrences after this code was adopted.
So my point is, has the concern that you have about agriculture and individual rights with planning and zoning,
right?
Did they start when the 99 master plan took place, or are you concerned about the current revision of the development code?
The problems in people's lives dates back to when it was voted in. It had to be voted on twice because the election was so close all the way back. But with the master plan does not have all the codes. Right, it's just a format of what is to be applied by our planning and zoning boards. And I don't know whether anyone remembers, but I remember well the severe and absolutely heated battle over CAFO laws going to be applied in Taney County in 2003 and 2004, pointed directly at agriculture. And they was going to then control the numbers, control agriculture through the CAFO laws. We had CAFO laws statewide, but we assumed down here in Taney County, which had no problems, I never did, could get no one to say what's the problem, but wanted to set numbers on how a man would grow his cattle and till his lands and take care of his own property. And like I say, if no one remembers those battles, and I think, Chuck, you should remember them, they occurred in 2003 and 2004. And this was a huge issue. There's lots of public hearings. Lots of hostility was expressed by the agriculture community on why some people sitting behind a desk could tell them how to run their farm.
The point I'm leading to, James, is for, I guess, a number of months now, a few months anyway, you've been bringing this P&Z issue before the county commission, and you've spoke, I know, to the Planning and Zoning Commission some. My curiosity is, why is it strongly an issue to you now if the problem has been going on, I guess, back to the development code, which was in 86, 84, 83, 84? Been going on for many, many years now. Why is this of importance to you at this point?
I believe the being approached by citizens and the continual. Do you know any other time in history? This is the first time in history I've known of an individual being approached in his residence to come and buy a permit from our Planning and Zoning Commission. Now, there may have been others, but this is the first time I've been made aware of it. This is the first time in the history I've ever known that the assessor is mentioned in applying some code for Taney County. He has no role in the codes of Taney County, but P&Z and putting obstructions in front of the citizens to try to make a living, but all of a sudden, his name appears in that letter going to citizens of confirmation that there's a business in his home. I don't understand, and you ask me why I bring it up now. It's the continued interest and growing interest on how planning and zoning is affecting people's lives in Taney County.
Okay, so I understood your answer. One, the first answer was you've had other people bring this issue to you, so that's why you're partly why you're bringing it up. And the other thing is the assessor being named in something, and you see the commission, or at least this commissioner, is caught off guard. You've got 10 examples that you've brought to us of problems, but they're brand new to me, and that's why I'm asking you if you would get us a list and give us names to have an opportunity to look at your concerns and your complaints. And as far as the assessor being named, I can only guess in your last example there. As you know, at one point I had a business at my home, and you assessed part of my property as residential, my residence, and you assessed my barn that I made a kennel out of as commercial. So the assessor is involved in businesses being at homes. So I don't see why you don't understand that part of it.
Well, I don't understand it. I know he has a business assessing property, but it has nothing with the authority of the execution of rules by P&Z. But they could go find their own information out, whether there's... And first of all, that's what I'm doing here. I believe it's absolutely wrong to dip in the lives of the citizens. It says, I want to come and hang a piece of gutter for you tomorrow, but I've first got to go get a permit from planning and zoning before I can do that, or I'm in violation of Taney County law. Come on, guys. Where does ridiculous set in? In planning and zoning rules and regulations. It's the continued hit of all these 10 I've listed, and I'm going to give this 10 to the media and everybody. I've got a few copies. I worked it out this weekend to get this all done. But there's thousands. That's why we have hearings continually by P&Z, by BOAs. We have those hearings continually, Chuck, and I can't quote all those hearings to you. Every one of those hearings, you've been to those meetings, you've been there with me. I seen a guy in Ridgedale come 3 or 4 times to get a permit to build a shop that should have been a no-brainer. The shop should have been built. He was improving the community. He was improving his visual off the highways. He proved that to planning and zoning, but he had to drive over here, and I believe he told me he'd been here 3 times to get a permit to put up that building. To improve. It wasn't to destroy. It wasn't to destroy the environment. It wasn't to destroy something. So, like I say, I've listed the 10, but all you have to do is go to the planning and zoning minutes, and you'll see thousands of issues that become before the citizens to try to make a living in Taney County and not harm anybody else.
James, again, I hope that you will provide for us these examples. You said something about an individual can't go hang gutter without getting a approval of the code.
Right.
I'd like to know where that happened. I don't understand your point because, I mean, I had to go through planning and zoning, had to go through the meetings back in whatever year it was, 03 or 04 or whatever it was, to have a business at my home. I didn't feel like I was being treated unfairly. The condition of that business could have affected my neighbors, and I think those neighbors should have an opportunity to voice concern about a business being put in a residential area. I believe it was a special use permit that I've got. It's not being used anymore. But I don't think it was unreasonable for me to have to go through that process. If I'm following you and I go to most all of those meetings, I know you attend a few of them, the planning and zoning meetings. I think I remember the project in Ridgedale, your meeting. It was a repair shop, which brings in extra traffic and those kind of things. Those concerns are brought up by the citizens.
of the county when they have an opportunity to have a planning and zoning system. So I don't think I disagree with you. I don't think it's unreasonable that if a person is going to put a business in his residence, that it shouldn't have a process to go through. Seems reasonable to me.
The problem you've got is the definition. What is a business? Someone hanging guttering, someone wiring a house, someone painting, somebody pulling a lawnmower up on a little trailer to go mow a neighbor's house. There's a difference in your definitions of what you're talking about and what you did. Right. You built an outside structure. You built a business. You ran a business. That's totally different than someone saying, hey, I want to try to make some extra money to fund my way here in Taney County. My agriculture property is not making me a living now, and so I'm going to go do something else so I can have some money to pay my taxes in Taney County.
And James, don't everybody fall out of their seat, but I agree with you. And there is a difference.
I ain't going to fall, but I am going to sit down.
There is a difference between a dog kennel or a repair shop or some of those things which are businesses at a residence. And if you're telling me that I can't go make a phone call and go hang guttering, I would like to see those. Maybe that line has been crossed that shouldn't have been crossed.
I want to read one other thing. I'm telling you that in our codes, I read the agriculture portion about cleaning up the other 38 acres. Now, Mr. Strophus, you said, I believe last week or some weeks before, that clearing was exempt from...
for agricultural reasons.
Okay. I'm glad you said it, because when people say stuff, it raises my curiosity.
Well, he read that.
I read the statute.
He read it out of the statute, James. That wasn't just...
Right.
It wasn't an opinion. It was what the statute is written.
Do you know what clearing in our code says?
Not currently, no, sir.
The clearing of land through the movement and or disturbance of soil. You've been on many projects, and I don't want to question your integrity. Have you ever seen a bulldozer or a tractor go across the field?
Mm-hmm. But James, do they have to look at the state statute? They can't. You can't look at that outside of the statute.
What I'm telling you, in our code says you can avoid all these land disturbance permits and clearing problems if you clear it by hand or a brush hog. James, it is totally defined in our codes that way. I have these codes, guys. That's why I use the word circumventing the exemptions.
Does the state supersede county?
Not only that, it does also say in the code that agriculture is exempt, so you have to read sections together.
Then
you
why
can't just pull that one thing out, James. You
have why to- have we got a gentleman getting fined? Well, you'll hear from him shortly, I'm thinking. $300 to doze a piece of agriculture ground.
That's a separate line item.
I understand, and I'm not going to go into that, and I won't answer any questions on it, Chuck, because I know he's coming up.
James, before you pull away... Jim said, do it. If you want to petition and put it on the ballot to pull planning and zoning off, do it. Quit talking about it and do it. Stone County's done it time after time after time.
It's on the ballot again this November.
Taney County's done it years back, time after time. I have to agree, and you talk about the rights of citizens. And again, I agree with you to a point. When we have a business come into an area that is residential, this is just one example of planning and zoning, but when we have a residential area and some person wants to put a business in it, use mine again, a dog kennel, I ought to have the right, some people would say, I ought to have the right to put my business wherever I want to without any regulations. But I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either, Chuck. So you may not fall. You may fall out of your chair.
Well, I remember you saying very clearly that you didn't want planning and zoning, but in order to have those protections, you have to have some planning and zoning.
You also have.
You can't have both.
Missouri state law. You also have covenants to subdivisions to control those subdivisions and govern those subdivisions. You have many, many things that control people's lives. You don't have to have the county stepping into this stuff. And I agree. I agree with everything you said just there. That's changing the point of what I have on my PowerPoints there. Read them. It's nothing to do with building a business in a subdivision. Nothing to do with it. I agree 100%. You shouldn't put a machine shop next to between two houses in a subdivision. I'm not opposed to that, and I'm not 100% opposed to planning and zoning. The application and the adoption of the codes and rules that we run planning and zoning by, it gets political and are run by bureaucrats. It gets bureaucratic instead of for the good of the people. That's all I'm about. I'm not opposed to common sense. But it appears the direction we've gone in Taney County and Stone County, or it wouldn't keep reoccurring, is sometimes common sense gets thrown out the window to satisfy bureaucratic control. And that's all my message is.
You've confused me today, James, because you have said straight out you don't want planning and zoning.
In its current form, there's lots of people that don't.
But today you're saying you're not against planning and zoning 100%.
Well, Chuck,
so I'm lost.
I know. Me and you sometimes get where both of us gets lost real easily. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, Bob?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm with James. Planning and zoning. I came here about 17 years ago, bought a little cabin, was going to add on to it. They started putting park models near me. They were going to bring in trailers. I was right in this room 15 years ago, and they said, no trailers, period. Park models, yes. I didn't like the park models, but at least they were pretty, and the people put a lot of money into it. Now, the man who had the park model place, in fact, when he was here one day 15 years ago, they told him he couldn't have trailers. About 3 days later, he died. He had a heart attack over it. Well, you know, what am I going to do? So he died. His wife sells it. Now they're bringing trailers in. Now, planning and zoning tells me I can't move them. It's just like if you had a trailer in front of your house. You know, that's their property. Baloney. These trailers have been there for over a year with Indiana, Arkansas, Kansas, plates from all over the United States. These people come here on holidays, get drunk, holler, whoop and holler, and tell them about the one. Tell them. One guy backs a trailer up and it's jacked up, I swear, this high on cinder blocks. That is a health hazard. It's a fire. It's a hazard for everything. But you allow it. You say, oh, we can't move them. Baloney. That shouldn't be there. I put in $500,000 in two houses and I've got these little $3,000 trailers there. So I'm with James. Take planning and zoning and dump it. And also, several weeks ago, there was a meeting here to put 25 cabins, 800 and 1,200 square foot cabins for marriage counseling. And they're going to put a church to put 500 people there, right next to me, on a 10-acre plot. And we had a fire several months ago on Thistle. The house burned to the ground. Why? Because the road isn't any wider than this table here, and they had to get pumper trucks, and one pumper truck couldn't go down while the other one's coming out. But yet they gave the people a permit. Them people sitting up there just, go ahead, build this thing. Now, I went over to planning and zoning to have to fight it. I have to come up with $125 to fight it for something which, it's ridiculous. And planning and zoning is bull crap, and we ought to get rid of it. I'm with you, James.
Bob, could I ask a question?
Sure, ask me.
You're saying get rid of planning and zoning, which if you get rid of planning and zoning, you have no tool to stop the things that you're wanting to stop. How do you figure that?
I'm trying to stop it. What good do I do? I mean, did you not tell me that you can't stop them people from bringing trailers?
But, Bob, I think what I'm hearing Chuck say is if you take away the only avenue for us to enforce that, then you're actually probably in worse shape than you are right now.
Well, let's do something. If you're going to do it, put some rules in there.
Well, that's what we've been doing, and I think that's what the visibility has been with Mr. Strahan, is that we are trying to fix the code book for it to be a document that actually works in the community. We know we have some issues with the code book. That's why we're addressing them. But to take away from planning and zoning seems like it would be taking away the only avenue for us to help the situation like you're talking about.
Well, okay. Maybe you're right. Fix it up. But the way it's going today, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I agree that there's issues with the code.
And Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, when it comes to giving permits, they'd give a permit for a house of ill repute, really. If it would bring money into Taney County, they don't care. Just it's bringing in money. Put it there.
And just if I can make a comment, most of the constituents that live voted me in support planning and zoning. So, I mean, I'm still representing my district, and I know it's not 100% of my district, but most of the, and I would say a majority, be 50 plus one, that's the majority, 50% plus one person support planning and zoning in the Western District.
Frank?
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called a dwarf before. Just some general comments. A lot of these are my personal opinions and do not have anything to do with the position that I hold with Taney County and Run Bridge. I'd like to start off with, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Many areas throughout the United States have strong regrets about not having proper planning and zoning regulations in place. Areas that have developed with blatant disregard for planning and zoning and common sense have turned into areas of hodgepodge and lacking of values because of the development that and how it happened. Washington, D.C. was one of the first, in my opinion, was one of the first master plan communities in the United States. That area was laid out before it was even built. That was over 200 years ago. I agree, like Mr. Strahan, I don't have anything negative to say about him. I agree with a lot of our assessments that planning and zoning is in need of being reworked and relooked at, but I strongly believe that Taney County or any county needs to have some form of planning and zoning to protect people's citizens' rights, not to damage the people. So I'll sit down. I've just wanted to bring my comment forward. I think we'd be moving a step or two backwards if we didn't have some form of planning and zoning, and I agree that our form right now needs to be looked at, and it is being looked at, and it'll be a long, lengthy process, but I hope that we continue to have planning and zoning in Taney County to help the citizens and protect their rights. Thanks.
Thanks, Frank. Other comments on planning and zoning? No more? All right. Well, we've got some more, I guess. Don, I believe you're next on the line, Don Earhart, on land disturbance and planning and zoning some more. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm Don Earhart, and I live here in Taney County. And I'd like to switch from, on your agenda, from land disturbance and continue on with planning and zoning. It's all right with you?
Sure.
And leave the next. Okay. I want to quote this from Will Rogers first. Don't let yesterday use up too much of today. I think he was a very smart man, and he came forth and brought a lot of sense to what was incense. Okay? This is another quote from Maya Angelou. I've learned that people will forget. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Okay, we have codes, and a code or a codification is a set of rules or principles or laws, especially if they're written down. This is per law. Law, jurisprudence, the collection of rules imposed by authority. Civilization presupposes respect for the law. The great problem for jurisprudence to allow freedom while enforcing order. Then we get into a statute. In law, a formal written enactment by the authorized power of state. And then we go to an ordinance. It is a law passed by municipal government. A municipality, such as a city, town, or village, is a political subdivision of the state within which a municipal corporation has been established to provide local government to a population in a defined area. And then we go on to regulations. And regulations is basically the same thing. What I'm getting at is all of these regulations and codes and laws and statutes, they all basically say the same thing. It's just that mainly lawyers use it to manipulate what they want to get across. The will of the people voted on laws, ordinances, codes, regulations, and a legal election. That's the will of the people. With respect to the will of the people, a law was voted on by the people with regard to building codes on Tuesday, April 4th, 2006. Taney County proposition. Shall Taney County have authority to create, adopt, and impose a building code, a county building code? Okay? These are laws. The people of Taney County voted no to the proposition. Not just a small no, but a big one. Okay? This was defeated 1,500 and some odd votes to 600 votes. Okay? Strongly defeated. A proposition. That's what it was set up as, a proposition. This is what a proposition is, in case everyone wants to know. It is an offer to do something. Until it has been accepted, a proposition may be withdrawn by the party who makes it. And to be binding, the acceptance must be in the same terms without any variation. Okay, do y'all catch that? Okay, so what happened was y'all proposed to set up with the Taney County building codes, and Taney County rejected it in a vote. All right, this is the will of the people, right? Okay, so this is telling you commissioners, let's don't do that. Isn't that right?
That's right, and we can't. I mean, we don't
you
have.
You have. What do you mean? You can't.
We have established building codes.
Haven't you?
Not to my knowledge. Have we?
Planning and zoning. Planning and zoning's full of them.
I don't. Huh? I don't think so.
Setbacks. Did you have a setback? Minimum setback on.
Not building codes.
What's it called?
Another in the planning and zoning ordinances.
Ordinances. Ordinances. Okay, you guys have set up so you go about it a secondary way.
No, we follow the ordinances, sir.
We have ordinances. We have ordinances, yes.
Okay, ordinance is the law, isn't it?
But okay, also the state statutes talk about setbacks. There's a lot of things that they talk about in the state statutes that are planning and zoning and not building codes. You may think they're building codes, that doesn't make them building codes.
We've had strong, again, I attend most every planning and zoning meeting. Mm-hmm. And there's been issues come up, and Mr. Paulson or someone else would speak up, you can't do that. That's a building code, and we don't have the right to do that. We have the right to establish ordinances. We got a nuisance ordinance. We got different things. But when it comes to code, and we're talking about IBC codes and all that jazz, we can't do that. I mean, if the county commission said established it, we'd be hung first, I think, and then it wouldn't happen. We don't have codes. We got ordinances.
As I'm saying, codes and ordinances are the same doggone thing.
Well, I disagree with you, but anyway, let's go on from there.
All right. I'm saying that you guys are in very much conflict with this basic building codes. Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States. The will of the people is the only legitimate foundation of any government, and to protect its free expression should be our first objective.
Don, let me jump in there. If the will of the people, they don't want planning and zoning, say it again this morning. Have them put it on the ballot and let them establish it. There's lots of counties that don't have planning and zoning.
And I'm saying they've already put it on there, Chuck. And
no, I didn't put it on there. The voters voted for planning and zoning.
In 1966, and three times, it was like 78, 79, and 80, or 79, 80, and 81, people tried to get it undone, taken away, and they failed all three times. So it's been passed once and failed to be removed three times, and 5% of the gubernatorial election, you can put it on the ballot and try to remove it again. It's the will of the people.
Okay. But then I see they come up with the codes, and that's what everybody's against is codes. And you guys are saying codes and ordinances aren't the same thing. And I'm saying the people of Taney County says, hey, we don't want there to be any codes on this, building codes or ordinances. All right? Same thing.
There are no ordinances saying what you have to put into your building that would in any way incorporate any building codes. The only ordinances are based on the state statutes involving planning and zoning, and they're entitled to do that concerning setbacks. They can even do building height limitations, but they cannot tell you what kind of screws to use, what kind of cement to use, what your building techniques are going to be. None of that that would be in the building codes are we able to do through planning and zoning. We can only do through planning and zoning what's permitted by the state statutes.
Okay. State statutes, they all come into view before the people of Taney County. Is that right? Do you all put this in your limitations, or do you just go ahead with the proposing of things that are already in the state statutes?
We have no choice on state statutes. We have to live by
them. Okay, right.
And some of them I don't like. Some of them, TIF is a state statute, and I don't like what it's done to us. Mm-hmm. But I can't do anything except complain about it, just like you're complaining today. But we have to live. The county government has to live by state statute.
Okay. So you guys have done nothing to actually fight this, though?
Yeah. Well, I don't know which one you're talking about, but TIF, for instance, yes. I've been to Jefferson City and talk to our legislators about changing it strongly.
Okay.
But it's a big nut to crack, as the saying would go.
Okay, so other than telling people where they can build or cannot build, your hands are actually tied, right? Or planning and zoning is tied, except what the state ordinances.
There are no state ordinances.
State codes
tell you what you can or cannot do with your planning and zoning ordinances. Your planning and zoning ordinances, you can do what you want as long as it doesn't violate state law. And you can't do anything that's not allowed by state law. You're only given the authority that you're given by state law. If there's any specific portion of the code that you think in any way violates the state statutes or does something that's not authorized by the state statutes, I'd encourage you to point that out, and maybe it needs to be taken out, but I'm not aware of anything at the current time that is done in the way of setbacks or building height regulations that in any way violates state statutes.
Okay.
Now, could the county commission decide not to enforce setbacks? Yes, the county commission is the body that approves any regulation that comes up after being recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission. If they chose to say there are no setbacks, you can build 2 feet away from somebody else's house, they could do that if they wanted to. Do they have to have setbacks that are 12 feet from the corner or 7 feet from the back of the lot? No, they don't have to do that, but they're authorized to do that by statute.
Okay. Then I guess after having learned some things about this that I didn't know about, I would suggest that Taney County citizens and Taney County Commission put out to the people exactly what the state codes are that you have to follow, or ordinances or law statutes, and inform them that this is a state and not a county code or regulation or whatever.
They are county ordinances based upon the state statutes. The authority is given by Section 64 of the state statutes for the county commission to have planning and zoning and have zoning ordinances. And they've chosen to do zoning ordinances based upon the state statutes in Chapter 64. They don't have to have planning and zoning.
Okay. Then I'm against planning and zoning the way that you all have carried it out. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
That's all I have on codes. Now,
I got one clarification point for the media. I seem to really right at one point.
Excuse me, Don.
Yes, planning and zoning was beat back in the late 70s and 80s, whatever Bob quoted the Times. But that was voting on the issue of all municipalities in Taney County on this issue. The current issue will not be voted upon by those municipalities.
That's not true. That's only as the building codes, as the planning and zoning, everyone will vote.
So there's our fairness. There's our fairness. The person lives under one rule in the city of municipalities and their planning and zoning ordinances, circumventing agriculture's rights. They get to vote on what the farmers do out in eastern Taney County, northwestern Taney County, southwestern Taney County, has to abide, according to our attorney, by what someone inside the city deals upon them.
James,
That's very concerning to me. They corrected the building codes. Did Stone County municipalities vote on their zoning?
You'd have to ask them. I didn't follow that, but the state statutes say that all Taney County citizens who are voters get to vote on the issue. However, as the building codes, there's a specific provision that says only those people in the unincorporated areas of the county. Someone got that passed here in recent years for building codes because they wanted to make sure that building codes didn't go in, so they made sure it was just the rural areas of the county that got to vote on it. And that happened. But as to planning and zoning, it still says, it doesn't specifically say, but it doesn't have the language that the building codes do. So all citizens of Taney County get to vote on whether there's planning and zoning in Taney County.
And James, if I could add, and I think you know this, but it kind of goes along with some of our conversation with Don, whose rules are these? I understand you're not happy with the rules. Whose rules are they?
I don't know who proposed them, but it sounds like I've been very disappointed here this morning by a rule that I wasn't aware of.
Well, let me answer, and Bob can mark me right or wrong. These are state statutes. These are state rules. Is that right? On who votes and who doesn't vote?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So if we got an axe to grind about those rules, I hear you do. You need to go to the state representatives, senators, and work on it. Because the county commission, we don't have any way of changing them. I mean, we can go there and argue with you like we've done on other issues that came up earlier today. But it's state rules.
That's exactly what I was here for today, is this going around the laws for some bureaucrat to tell an agriculture and citizens in rural Taney County what they want them to do. I don't believe that's the case, because at one time the city of Branson wrote the county commission a letter telling them what they expected of their boundaries that they were fixing to annex to under the control of the counties. They expected them to have them up to standard prior to taking them into the city. That was in the minutes years ago. In fact, I've spent many hours trying to find that and can't come up with it. Isn't that odd?
I can find it for you, James. It was a confusion by the city of Branson that they thought that they could allow us to enforce building codes in the areas close to their borders. There's a statute that allows that to occur, where they can enforce within certain distance of their borders the building codes. But first, we have to have building codes in place, and we did not. I told them we didn't have building codes, so there was nothing that they could enforce, and they realized that they were wrong.
Well, I'll be going to the State House, and we'll be trying to get something changed where an individual passing a law must affect them. They shouldn't be able to vote in municipality on eastern Taney County, southern Western County, and northern Western County's problems. You, as our planning and zoning, cannot go beyond their borders and enforce your rules and regulations. You have no right to cross their borders to enforce your rules and regulations. Yet you're telling me through attorney work, out of laws, out of Jefferson City, that those folks have the right to step outside their borders and into you, the county commission's borders, and tell the citizens what they are going to do. I think it's time this came to a head, and more than just our county commission allowing bureaucratic control of citizens' lives to occur, to get serious on how we are going to live in Taney County from this day forward. Sorry, Don, I took your time.
James, you said it in your last comments there, that you're going to the State House, and that's what's got to happen. It seems like you're angry with the county commission. When the county commission does not have the power, you know that it's a state issue, and that's where you've got to go.
No, I didn't. I found out today.
Okay.
I guess we're all finding out different things today.
Let's...
Okay. I want to get off of the codes, because evidently the state rules this county. County has nothing to say about what's going on in the state. And the only way that we can change things is for us to, as all individuals of the state, is to go to our representatives and get some things changed so that maybe we have control over our own little community. Okay, the next thing I want to bring up is Department of Natural Resources. I apologize for making you feel like you tried to help me with the Department of Natural Resources, and I made a fool of myself in doing so. I have seen the light, and now know you all initiated the whole thing. Eddie was just following your implicit instructions in agricultural land owner harassment, or else he would have been reprimanded or fired by you, and you would have openly apologized to me.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
You shouldn't sit here and listen to him talk about individual employees at the county. I apologize, but...
Criticizing the county commission.
He specifically mentioned one of our employees and is saying that we should fire an employee. If you want to go into executive session and discuss this, I just don't think that he should be...
Okay, I got you. Don, please, you get the point. Don't talk about firing employees.
All right.
Keep it away from that, if you would, please.
Okay, I further believe that one or more of you coached the Department of Natural Resources on how to entrap me.
Okay.
I want to go on record as trying to warn all the farmers of actions that can be brought against them. If the Department of Natural Resources suspects you will be using your land for something other than agricultural, they can use their special zoning laws and keep you from land disturbance, crops, and such likes. They can make you chip up and not burn your trees. Their laws go back to 2003. They are very discriminatory in their actions and can use or not use the law to their liking. I was told this on the phone by one of their top personnel. I would ask you to be very careful in discussing any plans you have with any government agency, because they can be construed as the enemy. Helping you is not their agenda. I learned the state government can tell you, can call you to task and try to make you fill out forms on intent. And I want to thank you for that. If your employee hadn't ratted me out as in harassment to this wonderful agency, I wouldn't have known that they want in my business, before it is a business, and charge me $300 to fill out their form that helps break my business by using up part of its startup capital. Don't worry. I'm going to put the property back in trees, as we have so few trees on this side of the county, and I'm glad. The way the county's and the way the country's employment is going, people will be living under my trees as homeless. I do not intend to start up any other business in Taney County until the zoning codes, laws are removed and your enforcer is no longer employed by this county. I want to leave you with the following quote from the famous Will Rogers. Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment.
Okay. Comments for Don?
Anything else?
Oh, Mr. Amundson?
Steve?
Yes?
Lynn Amundson again, Walnut Shade. I've sat here and listened to planning and zoning. I'm in favor of planning and zoning with limitations. I don't think that citizens' rights should be violated. Counselor, you talked to Presiding Commissioner Hennell a while ago when this gentleman was speaking about an employee, and you said that this should not be done, and you turned around and said no. But it seems like to me, Mr. Pennell, you had a verbal attack against an employee over a money issue, and Helen Sue T. said this needs to be ceased and stopped immediately. This is needs to go to, what, executive session? So which side of the fence are we on, guys? Either you do it or you don't.
Mr.
Last time it was an attack against a salary issue on an employee that should not even been discussed, the way I understand the laws. And this gentleman, again, he has his feelings, and he's standing up for his rights, and he's lambasted because it's against an employee. Right or wrong, gentlemen? Now, I've said my piece on that. Now, I am in favor of planning and zoning with limitations. Now, let's go back to when the citizens, correct me if I'm wrong, voted no FEMA. Don Swan was my commissioner at the time, and I said, Don, here's my stand on FEMA. I have a dry creek bed that runs through the backside of my property. Dry creek bed means it's only got water in it when it rains or heavy snows. Do I go down there much? Not in tick season. My main point to Mr. Swan was why I'm against FEMA. If I decide to build a small storage shed down that area so I can keep tools and et cetera in it, I don't want the federal government telling me that I can or can't do it. Now, let's talk about planning and zoning, and anyone in this room, correct me if I don't have my facts together. If you build a commercial building in Taney County, and I'm not talking about in an incorporated city, I'm talking about in the county, do you have to have planning and zoning approval before you construct?
Bob, could you answer that for us? You know the code better than I do.
I believe you have to get approval to build the building. I think they have to check on things like setbacks and other things for compliance with our planning and zoning code, not with any building codes.
All right. So, but you have to have a permit from the county before you start construction. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct.
All right. Here's what I've heard. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mr. Strahan, you are the assessor. Correct me if I'm not, I don't have my facts together. There's the development on the way out of town, just past H Highway. There's three separate buildings. tire shop, motorcycle, auto sales, whatever they are, I have heard, and I don't know if this is factual, that they almost completed this before planning and zoning even approved them, or they started construction before they were approved.
That is an issue. It's an issue that has gone through planning and zoning. It was appealed to the Board of Adjustment the other night. It may actually end up in circuit court. So there is a controversy over that situation.
Well, my question, let me interrupt you. My question is, did the person who was responsible for that development start construction before he had approval from Taney County Planning and Zoning?
I'm going from memory, but the other night I believe that was the evidence that was presented to the Board of Adjustment. And I think that happens quite often, and the planning and zoning people go out and they tell people that you have to get a permit. The particulars of that case, I'd really rather not have discussed here.
Well, that's fine. Either, again, gentlemen, either you do or you don't. And that's all I have to say.
Maybe a matter for litigation.
Both sides of the fence.
I think I'm only on one side of the fence.
All right. Anything else on land disturbance or planning and zoning?
Yeah, I've sat here and listened to all this. Of course, I tell you what, I read the paper and I see that Mr. Siegel criticizes you as being pathetic if you say something or if you don't say something. We sat here last week. And as far as I can remember in the minutes in certain discussions, we didn't say anything. But we got criticized as a county commission for being pathetic. I sat here during this whole meeting and listened to all this conversation. You know how I feel about planning and zoning. The facts are that it needs a definite improvement, and it cannot run as it is being run at this particular point. There's things in there that need to be changed, but I don't know how long it takes to get them changed. I've been trying to change a few simple things for being off of 6 years here, first of the year, and I've been trying to get them changed for 5 years. Everybody's in agreement in changing them, but nobody seems to be able to write it down on pencil and paper. So, the fact is, whenever a person, when we go to killing ourselves with trying to destroy people's chances to make money in the county, when we have someone come by, and this has happened more than once to me personally, somebody comes by and wants to buy a piece of property, or wants to buy a piece of equipment, or wants to buy something, some dogs or whatever. You know what? I'm just talking about individual things. And the old saying is among old timers that were in the area, you got to strike while the iron's hot, and you get ready to sell a piece of property, but you have to wait for sometimes 4 to 6 weeks to see if P&Z will approve whatever this person has in mind for to do on the property is totally ridiculous. Another thing is the fact that if you got somebody there, now it's not the case right now because of the economy being like it's in. But before, when somebody come to your place and looked at a lot or looked at a piece of ground and you wanted to sell the piece of property, if you didn't sell the piece of property to him or make an agreement with him, he'd go on down the road and buy it off the next person or the next person. And so there's a lot of things that need to be changed, and I'm going to say it again. If I get ready to go out here and clear me some agricultural land, they might as well get me up there in Jeff City right now to try to get me to pay a fine because I don't plan on doing it. I am going to clear property as I see fit on my farm, and it's none of their stinking business. So that's just the way things are going to be, and you may have to visit me off down here in Mr. Russell's facility, but I'm not going to stand by and go out here and try to make a living raising cattle or doing any kind of agricultural business and let somebody that lives in a stinking condo somewhere tell me what to do. Now, that was repeated three or four times in the paper to try to make me look silly. Mr. Strahan says that he doesn't want somebody else interfering in his life. That's exactly the way I feel when it comes to my agricultural life that I'm doing things with. So I guess maybe next week it'll be in the papers how pathetic Mr. Strahan is. So that'll be fine. I sat here during this whole meeting and didn't say anything, but last week I didn't say anything, got called pathetic. This week I say something, so I look for it to be pathetic next week.
I'd like to call Eddie up to the mic if I could, please. Real simple question. Was it last week you read that statute on?
I believe so. Last week.
There's state statute, and we've hammered this over and over, but it keeps coming up about agriculture and land disturbance and permits. Would you like to read it, please?
For the purpose of promoting the health, safety, and general welfare of the public, the county commission of any one bordering the lake, the county commission may make an order. I'm going down to the.
Why don't you ask Eddie the question while he looks?
And I'm going to ask the question. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but before you answer, don't answer too hastily, please. Let the commission and the attorney tell me if I'm out of line with my question, please. My question is simply this. Have you required permits for land disturbance on agriculture properties in Taney County? I hear nobody stopping me. Could you answer?
I'm not going to give you just straight yes or no, and I rarely do that, because in the business that I'm in, most things aren't straightforward. We always inquire as to the use.
Let me rephrase my question. Excuse me for interrupting. But if an individual comes to you and tells you they're going to disturb land for agriculture purposes, do you require a permit?
No, sir.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. And now you got the statute, Bob?
I had one of the statutes that applied up in the lake, and it specifically says that any agricultural or horticultural property defined in Section 137, all insects shall be exempt from any planning and zoning provisions adopted pursuant to this section.
I would hope, and I don't ask this too often, but I hope the press would pick this up, that the county does not require permits if a person is doing agriculture issues. The state law does not allow that. And the issue keeps coming up over and over again. But the bottom line is, we do not require a permit if you're doing agriculture business. Mr. Earhart, please, sir. Welcome, sir, again.
You may not require it, but you can walk up to the landowner and say, I'm going to turn you in for state because you've disturbed land here. And I think...
You're talking about on an agriculture project.
On an agricultural... just agricultural land.
No, but I... Land is... much land is agriculture.
Zoned agriculture.
Let me use, and maybe this will help with your other issue, but let me use myself again. Pennell at Kirbyville. I have, I believe this is correct. Now, this is assessment, but my house was assessed residential. I had like 8 acres. The rest of it was agriculture. I decided to put in a kennel, a business. And I had to, because it was a business, go through the process. And if it happened to have been, it wasn't, but if it happened to have been that I was clearing more than an acre of ground, I would have had to get a permit because my intention was to put in a business. Not agriculture. I wasn't talking about growing corn or raising hogs. I was going to put in a business, not an agriculture business. I had to follow those rules.
What if
and we keep bringing this issue up, that if it's this issue of agriculture, agriculture is exempt. We do not. If you had 20 acres and you wanted to clear it for agriculture, You do not have to get a permit.
According to the state, if they determine that you have an intent, okay?
An agriculture intent.
An intent now, to do something with this property.
Other than agriculture?
Yes.
All right, well, just an intent. But see, you're getting on another issue. Agriculture is exempt. That's the point I'm trying to make, Don. It keeps coming up over and over and over again that you have to get a permit for agriculture, and that now, is simply not the case.
A question with you. If you have, you got this building here, what if something, say there was some poison or something in the soil that kept you from having this dog kennel in your house or your this dog kennel in your this building?
But again, you're okay. Leaving my agriculture point, but that's okay. Go ahead and talk about it.
You're zoned agricultural there, but you put up this building, okay? And before you have any dogs in there, okay, you still, then you have to go out and get a permit, huh?
Not if I'm putting up a barn or a hog pen or my chicken house.
You have to designate before you start.
No, sir, I do not believe so.
Well,
under planning and zoning, are we talking under EPA or DNR rules?
DNR rules.
There could be all kinds of rules involving the environment that have absolutely nothing to do with planning and zoning.
But Bob, wait a minute. The state statute says you're exempt as agriculture. How can DNR...
From planning and zoning.
But doesn't DNR have to follow the state statutes also?
DNR doesn't do planning and zoning. DNR only has to do with environmental issues.
Erosion control, waterways.
There are lots of statutes that involve agriculture, I would imagine, at the state level that the state can regulate. That has nothing to do with the county.
But if I'm doing an agriculture project, does DNR have the right to come in and stop me from doing it?
I don't know.
If they think your intent is something else, they can. I can answer that.
Not based on just clearing the land.
That's what I'm talking about.
We've looked that up. But as far as if there used to be a nuclear dump there or something like that, maybe they can. But I don't know. I haven't looked at the statutes. But this has nothing to do with planning and zoning.
Okay. All right.
Did I have an opportunity? I've got a piece of paper in my hand. At the top of it, it says, Taney County Development Guidance Code, page 52 of 107. Appendix F, Land Disturbance Permit Application Requirements. No land grading except hand clearing or brush hogging shall commence on any property before all proper permits have been obtained. So now if we are now saying we're going to go out to a particular property and ask what it's going to be before we apply a permit, that statement alone can open up farming, Chuck. You've been around government enough to know that that can open up the permitting of anything. It's a statement right there in our own guidance codes. I've got many of those that goes around the exemption of farming. You can call it land grading. If I didn't like you as a administrator, I could have come down and said, you're grading that land. Now you fall under my land disturbance permit. I can call it anything as the administrator of these rules. Definitions are not defined correctly. And that's the problem. It's the bureaucratic control and administering of saying, this shouldn't even be in here like this, unless it starts with the word agriculture is exempt. Then read the rules. I've argued that back when they wrote the codes. But it's there. You can use it just the same as you can use. Nobody in the county can vote on building codes except the one that it affects. But now we learn that everybody in the county can vote on the planning codes that affects just a particular group.
Two things. Even if we did away with planning and zoning, DNR still is in that. So just remember, DNR still has the authority, and so don't mix the two of Taney County and DNR. So DNR rules still are in place for the state. So if you want to go through the process, which if that's the only way we can stop talking about this issue, please go get the votes, the signatures, and put this on the ballot again. Because right. I'm tired of hearing it. Just go do it, please. Because I'm next time I'm going to vote that it's off this agenda. It's wasting time. Please go get the signatures, get it on the ballot so we can vote on this thing.
Okay.
But the other fact is DNR is still in place. So the next thing would be if we got P&Z out of the way, then you need to work at the state level to get DNR out of the way too.
Well, the argument will come back to you, Mr. Strophas, and you're referring to state law. Our county has the right to strengthen above state law. They don't have to come in lesser, but your ordinances can come in stronger, and that's appeared to what's happened.
And that's why we're redoing P&Z.
And they can't do anything that's not authorized by state law.
So James just said, just a second, Bob, your turn. So James just said we can strengthen state law. So are you saying that the county could come along and say, even though state law says agriculture is exempt, then we could make agriculture parcels come in?
I did. As a community that tried that, I'd refer you to Premium State Farms, Inc. versus Lincoln Township of Putnam County Supreme Court sitting in bank. That means all of them said we can't regulate agriculture with planning and zoning.
So if the county commission did an ordinance to require agriculture projects for a permit, we'd get shot down.
Absolutely.
In Thank you.
In this case, they had, I'm sorry.
Thanks. So we've got all kinds of words today. I don't know how long. I don't have any problem with it. I mean, we're trying to resolve issues. It's kind of tough. But anyway, my point is I hope that some folks will walk out of this room with the words of our planning and zoning administrator, and that was, if you're doing an agriculture project, specifically an agriculture project, you do not have to have a permit to do it at the county. I don't know about the state. I don't know about DNR or EPA or anybody else. But if you come and you say, I'm going to clear 20 acres to raise whatever on for agriculture project, our planning zoning is going to tell you, that's fine, go do it. You have no need for a permit. I hope folks will remember that. Mr. Shantz, your turn.
I'm going to try to make this quick. I think one of you gentlemen should make a motion to get about a dozen pizza pies, a case of Coke, have all the people in the various offices sit down here, and let's straighten this out. This is ridiculous. Book A, Book B, Book page 82... Put them all together, but let's try to do that before you leave office.
I think, Bob, one point I hope is made, and that is if you have agriculture property and you're going to do an agriculture project, you don't have to get a permit at the county.
But
now, we don't control the state, but I hope that is satisfied.
But
today,
we still need to get all the books together.
And we're working on it. Minnie, love to hear from you, Minnie. Our former county auditor, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is this, and I'm just not clear about it. On my agricultural property, if I am going to put up a barn and I'm going to raise cattle, do I have to have a permit to build that barn? I know I don't a storage building, but do I the barn or the pig pens?
I believe, and Bob can correct me, as far as the county government, you don't have to have a permit.
That's correct. As long as you're going to use the barn for agricultural purposes and you're not going to rent it out for storage space to all your neighbors, then you've got a storage business. But as long as you're doing it for agricultural purposes, a barn does not require a permit. Is that correct?
Even though I have cows and I'm going to sell them.
Oh, that's agricultural business.
That's them. Okay, no, thank you.
You're fine.
Thank you.
Good question.
Because I understood I had to have a permit if I wanted to build something that's already.
They might ask you about it, and you say, I'm using it for agricultural purposes. They're going to say, well, then, never mind.
Have a recess, sir.
That's just what I was thinking. Let's have us a five-minute recess, and then we'll come back for any other business in our weekly schedule. Thank you for being here.